Well, what a great opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. You want to go ahead and take your Bibles and go to the book of Acts this morning. Acts chapter 20. We're going to look at two spots this morning to kind of get us set up. So look at Acts chapter 20. Put your bookmark there. That's where we'll start. Well, that's not where we'll start. That'll be the main text. But also, when you get that mark, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm thankful to be able to preach this morning. I'm going to tell you what, there is nothing better in life to do than to do what you love. People like to golf. They love to play golf, and they go out there and they have a good time. I used to, but I ain't no good. People like to do things. They go out and hunt. Man, they have a blast. God's called me to preach, and this is what I love doing. I'm thankful that God's called me to this. And this morning, we got our shoebox up here. It's a great little visual of what we're going to talk about this morning. That's biblical giving. What does God say about giving? And that's what we're going to look at this morning. So we'll start in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7. If you would stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, we'll read that verse. And then we'll flip back over to Acts. That'll be where we'll make home for a while. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, the Bible says, "Every man according as he has purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Let's flip over to Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Bible says, "I have showed you all things." Acts chapter 20, verse 35. "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Let's pray. Father, what an opportunity I have this morning to share Your Word. Father, I am so grateful that You do the moving. Lord, it's nothing of me. It's nothing of Brother BJ. It's nothing of this choir. It's nothing of the worship. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, my prayer is this morning, You'd help me point to You in everything I say and do. And I thank You that You have called us and commanded us to give. And Lord, I'm thankful that You gave Your Son Jesus. What a blessing that is. And I pray You'd help us remember that through the message. Bless this time in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We'll kind of lay our foundation here at Acts chapter 20. What does it mean to give based off the Word of God? I'm going to kind of look at this in a couple of ways, but what I want to share to kind of get us going is everybody in the world has an opinion on how to give. I feel like nowadays giving is, we're very callous because everybody needs something. But I want to take not my opinion, because my opinion does not matter. I want to take what God's Word has to say about how to give. So look at this text, and I'm going to ask three questions this morning, and we're going to answer them all as we go through, Lord willing. And I'm going to give you the three questions, so I want you to think about them. Question one, who do I give to? Question two, how important is it to give? Question three, how do I give? Those are the three questions to think about, and we'll look in Acts chapter 20. If you got your Bible, look at it, and we'll answer question number one. Who do I give to? Now, I don't, when I talk about giving, I don't want you to turn me off. I don't want you to kind of put your ear down. I feel like a lot of preachers get in trouble because of giving, but I'm not giving you what I've got to say. I've given you what the Bible's got to say about how God commands us to give. So look at that verse with me. We've already read it, and we'll read it again. Acts 20, 35. Who do I give to? The Bible says, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to," here it is, "support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Question one, who do I give to? A lot of people have got their hand out. A lot of people want something out of you, especially if you've got money. Especially if you've got means, especially if you've got opportunity. I love how everybody gets really close friends if they win the lottery. There's a lot of people that win the lottery, and I'm not a proponent for the lottery. I'm not saying that. Here's what I'm saying. They'll win it, and all of a sudden, they've gained a bunch of friends that need something. They got some kind of issue. They got some kind of problem. What does the Bible say about it? It says, in verse 35, we ought to support the weak. What does that mean? If you look at our text this morning, it's not talking about somebody that can only bench press 30 pounds. It's not talking about your physical strength. This word here is supporting a person that has weak materials. They don't have the means on themselves to do anything. Not talking about people that have it all. I'm talking about people that have nothing. You look at these shoeboxes up here, they're going to third world countries. They're going to kids who've never received a gift ever. Ever. They can't afford it. Their parents can't afford it. And that's what giving is really about. Give it to people that need it. Man, we give to so many different things that already has money. Well, we go to Netflix, they have a subscription. We've got our Spotify, and I know a lot of folks may not know what that is and understand. But everybody knows you've got your music, you got your TV, you give them. They've already got the money they need. But here's the thing, when it comes to who really needs it, what do I give to? So the Bible says right here, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I love how Paul's the one sharing this, and what's so funny is about Brother Paul here is when he's writing, he's on his missionary journey. He, as this is being written, is taking an offering back to Jerusalem because the church in Jerusalem has been persecuted. They've been distressed. They've been told not to speak about Jesus. They've been took of all their material things, and he's taking an offering to people that need it. And when he's going, he says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Let me give you a couple of Bible verses here, and I pray they'll be on the screen. Bible says in Psalms 112, verse 9, it says, he has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, as we there have for our opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see these shoeboxes up here, I told you a little bit earlier, 20 million boys and girls have made a profession to ask Jesus into their life. But since 1993, I did a little statistic. This is straight from the website. And I think this is a great picture of what giving really is. That website tells me that these shoeboxes have been given to 220 million kids. Let me tell you something, that's a lot. 220 million kids have received this. Every one of them points to Jesus Christ. Does not point to the giver. When you give, let me tell you something. And I'm talking about this. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about material. Money's not the only thing in the world you can give, by the way. But what we see here is it's a principle. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So who do I give to? I give to people who need it. Question two, how important is it to give? How important is it to give in the world we live in? Let's look back at our verse here. I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. You say, Brother J.D., how important is it to give? And friend, I'm going to tell you it's very important to give. I believe it's a biblical principle. I believe it's not based off what I say or what I do. It's based off what God has to say. And I believe he tells us to give the best way we can. The Bible tells us right here in our verses, we'll look at a few more as we go on, that giving is important. I want to share to you how important it is. As we look at our writer, Paul, how important was it for him to give? Because in this text, he's talking to the Ephesian elders, the top people in the Ephesian church. And this is the last time on earth he'll ever see them. He goes on to say at the end of this verse, if you keep reading a few verses down, they all pray, they all cry because he's told them, this is the last time I'll see you. The last words he gives on earth to these people, it's not about praying. It's not about fasting. It's not about worshiping. It's about giving. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. I feel like sometimes we forget how important giving is. I believe that's why that verse is there, and I believe that's why that wording's in there. We ought to remember it, because sometimes we forget how our importance of giving. I believe it's important to give. I believe we ought to remember to give, but I want to share something a little bit higher than that. The reason I give, I need to remember it, but also see it's written in red. That makes sense to everybody. This Bible, they got red print where Jesus speaks. This is going back to what Jesus said. It says in verse 35 in red, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's one thing for me to tell you to give. It's one thing for Brother Paul, a great Christian, to say give. But hey, the rubber meets the road is when the Lord Jesus says it. It is more blessed to give than to receive. You say, Brother J.D., how important is it to give? And I believe it's so important that we fail to miss it sometimes. Let me give you a couple of Bible verses. This is what Jesus said about giving. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. The Bible says this, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, it's one of those we probably remember, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. I look at that verse and I see there's a reward in giving. There's a reward that you will be blessed because you bless somebody else. And God says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Question one, who do I give to? We got that. Give to the weak. Question two, how important is it to give? It's very important. Question three, and here's where I want to kind of sit down for just a minute. How do I give? That's my question this morning. How do I give? I believe if you stepped out in the world when we leave here in just a few moments, you're going to see a lot of ways to give. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to go to the restaurant. I'll speak about myself. I go to the Dairy Queen. That's a good place to eat, by the way. I go to the Dairy Queen, and I order my Blizzard. And you know what they're going to tell me when I get my Blizzard? Would you like to donate a dollar? Would you like to round your money up to give to the armed forces? That's the giving there. You go to Walmart, you pay for your groceries. When you go to check out, guess what's going to happen? It's going to pop up on the screen. Would you like to give $1? Would you like to give $5? Would you like to give whatever amount you want? Everybody wants something. Everybody wants you to give. And that's why we have to understand, how does the Bible tell me to give? Bible says in that same verse, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's go back to where we were at earlier, 2 Corinthians. If you would, take your Bible and go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. How do I give? How do I give? Brother J.D., if you tell me it's important, you sure better tell me the way to give. And I'm going to tell you something as you're turning. I'm not going to give you a dollar amount because I don't know what you make. You don't know what I make. You don't know what I have. I don't know what you have. But God does. And here's what we got to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. How do I give biblically through the Word of God? I believe the Scripture is very clear. In 2 Corinthians 9, 7, we'll read it again. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Let me just kind of break that down for us. How do I give? I give wholeheartedly. I give with my whole heart. That verse starts off with, every man according as he, listen to this, as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Let me give us something this morning to chew on. God is not worried about my motive. He's not worried about how I do it as far as I do it from my heart. Let me back up. God's not worried about your money as much as He's worried about your motive. Maybe that makes a little more sense. He's not worried about your money, how much. He's not worried about the amount as much as it comes from the heart. Give wholeheartedly. God's not worried about our attitude as much as He's worried about our heart. God wants my heart, friends. If He gets my heart, guess what He gets? He gets everything else. Boy, if He gets my heart, He gets my life, He gets my soul, He'll get my pocketbook. He'll get my family. He'll get my friends. It starts down deep in our heart. Give wholeheartedly, the Bible says. Give secretly. I'm going to give you a verse of Scripture I want to read to you. You don't have to turn there. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 to give. No, let's just go ahead and turn there. Matthew chapter 6. We got time. Matthew chapter 6. Take your Bible and look at Matthew chapter 6. Keep your place where you're at. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Say, Brother JD, how do I give? I give wholeheartedly. We're going to see here in the Scripture, I ought to give secretly. I don't need to flaunt what I give. And let me share this Scripture with you. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 3. The Bible says this, "But when thou doest alms, when you give, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be made, may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly." Let me tell you what that means. Give secretly. You say, Brother JD, what does that mean? Friend, don't let everybody see what you do. It's not about everybody else as much as it is the Lord. I love this little saying, I don't show outwardly as much as I show upwardly. I'm not worried about what you give and you're not worried about what I give. I'm worried about God seeing it. The Bible says if you want others to see it, that's your reward. That's all you get is other people's approval. But if I give in a way that pleases God, guess what? God honors that. He honors it and He blesses it. And that's what that verse says in verse number 4. Your Father which sees in secret Himself shall reward you openly. And I'm not talking just about money, folks. I'm talking about the time you give. I'm talking about the talent you have. I'm talking about the testimony you have. Let me give you something. Everybody may not have the financial means, but let me tell you what everybody's got in this room. They got some kind of talent they can give to God. Say, Brother Chetty, I ain't got much, friend. If you ain't got much, He wants what you've got. Give what you've got to the Lord. Maybe that's why we really haven't got what we need is because we haven't dedicated ourselves wholeheartedly to what God wants. Give you your best. Give from your heart. Give wholeheartedly. Give secretly. We'll go back to 2 Corinthians and we'll finish this up. Give freely. Let me read this verse to you again. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Here it is, not grudgingly or of necessity. Give freely, Brother Jody. What does that mean? That means God wants me to give with my arms out and my hands open. I feel like so many people, they got their arms out with their hands closed. They say, you know, I'll show that I'm giving, but they really don't want to give. Here's what I want us to do when we give. We say, Lord God, here it is. I don't trust myself. I don't trust what I've got. I trust You. You've given me a piercing in my heart to give this. Here I am, Lord. Use me. And you give it in the way that pleases the Lord. Give to God freely. And then let me finish up. Give cheerfully. We'll finish the verse. For God loves a cheerful giver. God is pleased when you give with joy. He does not like when you give when you're upset. He does not like when you give because you think you got to. He loves a cheerful giver. Say, Brother JD, what does it mean to give? It means you do your best to do what God calls you to do. Let me kind of finish it up like this, and I want to kind of close by telling us like this. You say, Brother JD, I don't have much, or Brother JD, I just don't know how to give, or Brother JD, I just don't know about this giving you're talking about. Well, I started with something. I want to end with it. You know, the Bible tells us to give, but let me tell you why He does. You say, why is God so worried about my giving? Let me tell you why. The greatest characteristic you can have, listen to me, the greatest characteristic you can have is being a giver. I'm going to tell you why. That's the way you can be the closest to look like God. You say, why is that? God gave. How can I look like God? Give. God gave Jesus. Let me just tie it into what the Bible has to say. Everybody knows the most famous Bible verse in the book, John 3:16. Friend, let me just tell you what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave. You say, how do I look like God? How do I look like Jesus? Friend, you give. Don't give because you got to. Don't give because it's a burden. Give because you're trying to point somebody else to the Savior you love. I look like Jesus when I give freely. I look like Jesus when I give all I've got because Jesus gave all His blood on the cross. And everything I do, not only in giving, but in serving and in walking and in talking, all to point to Jesus. You say, Brother J.D., how do I look like Jesus? I do what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me end with a question and we'll pray. Let me read this question to you. How does our giving look into the eyes of God? I want us to kind of take a minute and do a self-evaluation. How does my personal giving, how does it look in the eyes of God? Do I give because I think it's important? Do I give because people truly need it? Do I give because I want to please God? Or do I do it because I think I got to? Friend, let me give you something. God doesn't want your money, He wants you. I'm fully convinced from my heart that God doesn't need me. But let me tell you what He wants. He wants me. Friend, He wants you. I'm fully convinced from the bottom of my heart that the God of this world, if He can take, listen to me, if He can take two fish and five pieces of bread, if He can feed 5,000 people with a small amount, I really believe He can take whatever I've got and whatever I'm willing to give with my heart, give the right way, and whatever you're willing to give the right way, and I believe He can change the world. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. Because it's not about the giver, it's about the gift. And you say, Brother J.D., I need to give better. Well, friend, that's what God can do in your life. But I want to leave you with this and we'll pray. Maybe you just have never given because you've never received a real gift. I'm going to tell you the real gift you can receive this morning. It's Jesus Christ. Say, Brother J.D., I'm not real interested in your giving, what you tell me to give. Well, friend, that's fine. But let me tell you, you need to receive one gift. And that's Jesus. He's the free gift that you can't take. He has to give. And friend, He's willing this morning. And the only way I can do anything in my walk with Christ is I first received the gift He'd given me. So where are you at this morning? Let me pray for us. And we'll get going with our invitation. Father, thank You so much for this message. Thank You, Lord, for Jesus. Thank You for the example that we have to give. Father, my prayer is if there's somebody in this room that's not given the way You've called them to, Father, I pray they'd get in this altar and do business with You. Not between a man or a woman, but between You and God. And Lord, I pray right now, if there's somebody in this room that's never received the gift of salvation, Lord, I pray You'd do a mighty work in their heart this morning. Father, I pray You'd save that one that's lost. Father, if there's somebody in this room that needs to do what You've called them to do, I pray they wouldn't be afraid. I pray they'd do what You've called them to do. Father, thank You for this time. Bless this invitation. Cover it under the blood. We love You and thank You in Jesus' name.